This is your Northwest Report for Thursday, January 12th. I'm David Sparks, and coming out later today, possibly some market-moving USDA reports, most of them coming out of a huge survey last month from approximately 83,000 farmers.
Collecting acreage yield and production for most of those major row crops, and of course, this is for most folks after harvest, so you're collecting actual harvest results.
Which Lance Honig with the USDA Statistics Service says will be released in a big summary of last season's crop production. Analysts will be looking for any changes, of course, from numbers reported back in November. Also, the USDA is asking farmers about grain and oilseed stocks that they had on their farms, and USDA is going after data on
the portion of the stocks that are stored off the farm, those commercial facilities, somewhere between 8,000 and 9,000 of those facilities.
That report comes out today as well, along with our
first measure of the winter wheat crop for the 2017 season,
based on acreage reported last month by the nation's wheat growers. So we get last season's crop summary, a new look at grain stocks, a first look at winter wheat seedings, all later today. Moving along, AgriPulse.com is telling us that the full slate of House Agriculture Committee Republicans has been finalized, bringing a clearer picture to the panel that will shape the next farm bill. The committee will add six Republican freshmen to replace three retired members and three who left the committee for other appointments. New Republicans are from Texas, Nebraska, Kentucky, Florida, New York, and Kansas. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.